With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has appealed a ruling on releasing New York City tunnel funds. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Last September, the Transportation Department froze federal funding for the Hudson Tunnel Project in New York. But last Friday, a U.S. district judge ordered the federal government to release the money for the project. On Sunday, the Trump administration appealed. Donald Trump reportedly had offered to unfreeze the funds if Democrats agreed to rename Washington Dulles Airport and New York's Penn Station after him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China critic and media mogul Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 20 years in prison in Hong Kong for national security offenses, a penalty his son Sebastian calls heartbreaking. Jonathan Price, an attorney for Jimmy Lai's family, says the 20-year sentence handed down to the 78-year-old former media mogul is meant to silence Hong Kong's democratic movement.
The sentencing today sends a loud and very clear message that political dissent, even moderate and peaceful campaigning for greater democracy in Hong Kong, will not be tolerated. That's what it was intended to do, and that's what it has done.
The FBI says it is unaware of any continued communication between Savannah Guthrie's family and suspected kidnappers. The FBI said in a statement Monday that it still has not identified any suspects or persons of interest in the mysterious disappearance of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. Savannah Guthrie said the family was at an hour of desperation in a video released Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 20 points, the Nasdaq rose 207, the S&P advanced 32. This is SRN News. A call for action against China, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. The Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries such as Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. This is SRN News. The operator of roughly 180 Eddie Bauer stores across the U.S. and Canada has again filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
The bankruptcy filing marks the third time in a little over two decades for the storied but now tired brand that began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitted the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of newfangled down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War I. Eddie Bauer LLC says it's entered into a restructuring pact with its secured lenders as it made the filing in U.S. bankruptcy court for the District of New Jersey. Rich Thomason reporting.
Cuban aviation officials have warned airlines of a fuel shortage for refueling on the island. This is part of energy rationing as the Trump administration cuts Cuba off from its fuel sources. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.